106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, with the latest on the Peaks of Grassy land discussion. We talked about, I guess it was last week, that the Peaks of Grassy, the people that own that parcel of land, have applied to the town for another development permit, something a little bit different than last time. And now, I guess it's going to the courts?
A lawsuit and an application for an injunction have been filed by several residents who form Friends of Peaks of Grassy.
Yeah.
The lawsuit is against Lawrence Hill and the other company entities and owners of the properties. And what that revolves around is the fact that in the 90s, when Lawrence Hill worked with Alpine Homes, he had indicated to purchasers in that subdivision that those lots would never be developed. Fast forward 2013 abouts, and he had an opportunity to acquire that land. I think it was considered for purchase to just have as green spaces undeveloped, and then considered by him and his business partners as purchase to develop as housing,
right,
with a component that would go towards affordable housing given our need in this community.
So from a legal standpoint, do the Friends of Peaks of Grassy have anything in writing from the 90s saying Lawrence Hill said we will never develop this area?
There's several affidavits signed by residents who had dealings with him at that time, as well as dealings leading up to the purchase of the property. I think what these people really wanted was the land to be sold to them so they could put a conservation easement on it and it'll never see the light of day of any development whatsoever.
But that's another part of the lawsuit, is it? I guess I can understand where they're coming from with the injunction and their desire to do that. But part of it says that Lawrence Hill and the people who own this land must sell it to them, the Friends, for a set price of $200,000. It just seems really strange that they try to force a sale for a set price. I mean, do you think the courts are going to buy into that?
I think this is very much a way to stall this process. It's also a way to get more attention and publicity to the reasoning behind their opposition. When we're dealing with this specific land and this specific neighborhood, we've seen some tactics taken. Filing a lawsuit and an injunction is just the natural next step to fight against something in your community. Now, what I find really concerning is if a judge actually allows an injunction against the development approval process, that could change development in municipalities in all of this entire province. I don't like what someone's proposing to build, so I'm going to get an injunction from the courts. Like, what jurisdiction does the courts have over the development authority of the town of Canmore? That power set out in the MGA. Judge in Calgary is not our elected officials.
Right.
Doubtful that the injunction's going to hold. But the lawsuit will definitely tie it up in red tape.
But eventually it's going to have to be addressed then.
Luckily, the first appearance in front of a judge is going to be on next Wednesday.
Oh, so it's coming up pretty quick here.
The injunction against our development approval process as a community is what I'm hoping gets resolved next Wednesday by a judge saying, I don't think so. Thanks for trying.